You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
So what I wanted to talk about today in this brief, informal, and public live session is what I'm asked about all the time on these trips from other people. And they're asking me about, how many sales we're making, the cost per lead, how many people we have to talk to make a sale, how do we make the sale, how do we physically go through it and all that. And the thing that's so different from the way that I do business to the way that other people do business, even call centers, is I think that the focus of the whole thing is different. I'm not so focused on the information. I'm not so focused on the regimen of getting the sale done as far as communicating the dollars and the plans and the methodology in which the plans are affected and, you know, the dates on which you need to affect starting part B and all the technical stuff. The technical stuff they can get from anywhere. Matter of fact, you can open up the super boring Medicare and You guidebook and get all the technical jargon you want. You can find out the dates by doing a Google search. What they're looking for is not the technical. Even if they ask you the technical, even if that's what they tell you, that's what they're looking for, they're really not. What are they doing? They're judging you. They are making a character decision on you. Let me see if I can get this thing to set straight. So the whole thing is a test. It really is. It's a test. Everything in life is a test, really, but sorry. The whole thing is a test of whether or not you are trustworthy, and if you can communicate in an educational way without being condescending and while being believable and trustworthy. What does that mean? Worthy of their trust. So when they put feelers out there and these knee-jerk reactions to, well, I need to talk to my friend or my coworker or my aunt, my uncle, my brother who's in the business and all that kind of stuff, that's all a smokescreen. And all they're really saying is, I don't trust you. You have not crossed the threshold that I can trust you yet. So I'm going to eject from this conversation and I'm going to go starting to look elsewhere. Anytime we've talked to somebody who's called in here for help and they don't end up buying from us, it is our failure to have established, and you know, in many cases the establishment of the trust is done by the marketing piece, it's our failure to continue with the trust paradigm. Let me give you an example. If somebody sees a video of mine on the internet and they're like, oh man, this guy's really trustworthy. I think I can really understand him. I can trust him. This is a guy I really want to do business with. Then they call into my office, and one of my people that answers the phone is a Nimrod and is real arrogant, long-winded, doesn't take the time to listen, but just shoves stuff down their throat like typical salespeople do. They break the bond or the continuity of the trust that was first established with my marketing efforts. So your marketing can be the best in the whole wide world, but when you're then answering the call and you're being a jerk, you're not being sensitive, you're not listening, you're not doing everything to deploy trust and the persona that I am the person you can trust. And again, it's not about the questions they're asking. The questions they're asking is just basically to hear you talk. Many times, they're gonna ask me the same question that they've asked everybody else, and they know that they're gonna get the right answer. It's not the question or the answer. You gotta look bigger than that. Have you ever had a situation where you come home and your wife asks you a question and you know she knows the answer to the question? What she's really doing is taking your temperature. She's really seeing what kind of mood you're in. She's really seeing how you're gonna treat her. Same thing here. They know the answer many times. Or they're just gonna confirm what they heard from somebody else, but they're listening very intently when we're talking about a phone sale. They're listening to see if you're the kind of person that they can communicate with. And communication, again, with them is 90% they want you to shut up and listen, ask probing questions and listen. The more they talk, the more they like you. So many times I've been asked to listen to sales pitch from a certain agent, from different agents, who are doing cold calling. And when you listen to it, the agent wants to talk. Any uncomfortable silence, the agent wants to fill that with talk. That's not the right thing. If you can learn to get better with questions, and I learned this in sales training from Tom Hopkins about 15 years ago, you need to ask better questions, and then you need to get out of the way and let them talk. Well, there's the fact. Let's talk about one of them. For example, the fact is that Medicare is deductible on Part B. If you're going to have a Plan G or a Plan N, they're going to be responsible for, this is just an example, right now, $183 for the Part B deductible. That's a fact. The fact is irrelevant. It really is. The real story is, how do you feel about that? So let me turn it around. How could you communicate that fact to somebody in a way that's going to make you a person instead of a freaking factual robot? Here's an example. Now, Mrs. Jones, you probably already saw this from the material if you've been looking around, that Medicare has a deductible of $183 on those outpatient things. Now, $183 to some people is a lot, and $183 to other people is a great deal. How do you feel about that $183 deductible? Let me ask you a question. If I asked you that question, and I'm an independent broker, and I said to you, this plan has this feature, how do you feel about that? How does that comport with your view of what healthcare on Medicare should or should not be? Because that's going to tell you where you need to go. Sometimes the people will say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's got a deductible. I don't want a freaking deductible. I earned Medicare my entire life. I shouldn't have to pay another dime. Other people, though, are coming off of an employer plan at 64 years old where they had a $5,000 deductible, or worse, Obamacare, $5,000 or $10,000 deductible that they're paying $1,500 a month for. Now they're going to get on Medicare and their costs are under $200 a month. And then they're looking at $183 deductible going, oh my gosh, this is the best thing in the whole wide world. What has that done by you asking about their emotion tied to the fact? What that's done is it's given you a trigger so that later when you're going through the entire process to summarize what it is that they talked about, again, you're not looking for the summary of the facts told. You're looking for a summary of the emotions sold. They sold you on how they feel about it. So how do you feel about the deductible? How do you feel about no networks? Is that important to you, to have the freedom to go anywhere? How do you feel about the ability to go outside the country for emergency care? Do you do any traveling? How do you feel? How do you feel? How would this work in your life? How would this benefit you in your life? Those are the things that have nothing to do with facts. They have to do with you being a real person, which over the phone is the ultimate, really the only goal, is making yourself real. You have to be real. Anybody in Nigeria can memorize the Medicare and You guidebook. So anybody in a foreign country can fake it to know enough about Medicare to elicit from you your Medicare number, your claim number, which is your social, go get credit in your name, get your checking account number and all that stuff. What separates the men from the boys in this industry to write business, the women from the girls, the professionals from the unprofessionals, is your ability to connect emotionally with somebody. This is not a transactional sale. It is a relationship sale. You know, 50 years ago, when agents believed that they had to be belly to belly with somebody, the reason for that is because they thought that there's no way to have a bridge of emotional connection unless you're physically close to somebody else. The proximity physically between you and another person is the whole question as to whether or not you're going to have a relationship with that person. How close are we? Guess what? It's 2017. You don't have to be in the same room with somebody, but you do need to engage your ears and your mouth only 10%. Really, you have to listen to where they're going emotionally, and then you have to meet them there, and then walk them where they are to the ultimate conclusion, which is, I'm the one that feels the same way you do about Medicare benefits. I've experienced this before, and what I found when I help my client is this, and you pile on to what was their greatest concern, where they had the greatest response to you going through the Medicare presentation. People are going to respond at different points to different ways based on how they've experienced life. Deductibles, networks, co-payments, maxing out of pocket, network restrictions, being denied care on Medicare Advantage, for instance, like in an HMO network. Have you ever experienced that? If you have, it could be literally life-changing. So have those emotional conversations. Look for the triggers that they're gonna bring up as something that makes them upset. And then double down on that and say, yes, let me validate that concern that you have. You're absolutely right. And that's what the best thing about this program is. It is not that. Because with that, you've got this restriction and that restriction and this. And what my clients feel is they want the freedom and the flexibility to go where their doctor says they need to go rather than where a cheap health plan needs to get them the cheapest care. Does that make sense? So I just want to encourage you, if you're not already building to an emotional sale, see, sales are made emotionally and they're justified by facts later. So, and I'm not just talking about sales to women. A lot of people think that women buy based solely on emotion. That's not true. Men buy on emotion too. How well, how comfortable are you making them feel about your delivery of the facts? You know, the old police show, whatever it was, squad, whatever, where they used to say, just the facts, ma'am, Joe Friday. Just give me the facts, ma'am. Those guys are not salesmen. And I've often said that the biggest challenge of moving from law enforcement into sales, from telling people what to do to asking them if I can be a servant and help them, was the transition in my own mind that they're in charge and I need to meet them where they are so that I can be a help. If I try to make them come into my worldview, you need to listen to me, you need to buy this, you need to buy that. And I still have agents that treat people that way. I know a lot of them close to me that will tell people, I'm the expert. Look, you need to listen to me. Okay, are you done talking? Good, because I'm going to tell you the way it is. You need to do this, that, and the other thing. Well, guess what? Unless it's very low-hanging fruit and the marketing that got them to that point was so good that it overwhelms your tremendous negative, you're not going to be very successful in this business. You have to be a chameleon so that you can listen enough to meet them where they are, to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative, really and truly. You gotta meet people where they are. So I encourage you to do nothing more than listen more. Listen more when you're talking to people. Find out what their emotional triggers are. Think more emotion instead of facts. Every time you tell a fact, tie it to an emotion. Every time you ask about a fact, tie it to an emotion. And what you'll do is you'll make yourself a real person so that they feel comfortable not only giving you their business, but giving you to their family, their spouse, their friend, their neighbor. That's the biggest advice I can give somebody starting in this business. New agents get so wrapped up in the facts, they want to have a full command of the facts so much that they can just rattle off all the statistics about Medicare, but it's not about that. If you want to get bigger and you want to get more successful, you and your team have to meet people emotionally where they are. And that should be the ultimate goal. That's why working on personal development and your time off is so much more valuable than working on closing skills. It's the personal development within yourself that can really respect where somebody else is and take them to an ultimate conclusion, which is you are the best person to help them. Hope this has been of value to you. Come back over to MedicareAgentTraining.com where we'll have more and keep you up to date on what's happening in the Medicare world. I'm Chris Westfall. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit SeniorAgentPodcast.com.